Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
You know, Spider-Man, there's too many Spider-Man and women. Yes. It's not the only Spider-Man, there's too many Spider-Women movies.
Are you talking about Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse?
That's what I'm talking
about.
It was
a little bit unclear, but I picked it up from context.
I'm sure the thumbnail and name of this video will make that clear, Mason.
Yeah. Well, look, big comic book fans would know that in 1975... in the comic books, Spider-Man's nemesis, the Jackal, cloned both Peter Parker and his deceased girlfriend, Gwen Stacy.
That son of a Jackal.
That's right, which culminated in a battle between Spider-Man and his clone for supremacy, which resulted, I believe, in an explosion which seemingly killed both the Jackal and Spider-Man's clone. And Spider-Man was like, well, I'm the original, not to worry. I'm just going to dump this body in a smokestack and I'm going to get out of here. But in the 90s, it was we reveal that the spider clone actually did survive.
Mm.
And seeing that he no longer had a life in New York because, you know, there could be only one Peter Parker, he moves to the West Coast.
He
forgot about it. And he moved to the West Coast and he became the Scarlet Spider. Anyway, there's a whole big clone saga. It went for years. There were so many different Spider-Man and
fake outs
and who's the clone and who's not the clone and just twists and turns and so many weird variants of Spider-Man and mutants and all sorts of crazy stuff. But what I didn't know is that in 1978, there was a Spider-Man television show.
Yes.
Which maybe was an homage to the original 1970s storyline?
It seems to...
The episode Night of the Clones.
Night of the Clones. So if you thought...
Or as I would probably call it, two men in Spider-Man costumes scuffle for a bit, for about a minute, right at the end.
Yes.
That's what I'd call it. If you're expecting those twists and turns and crazy new
and
characters, you ain't going to get
none of that. Oh, this is not... This is a tough watch.
We watched this all the way to the end.
Yeah.
And I got to about 3 minutes before the end, and I'm like, is this going to be a two-parter? Is the battle between Spider-Man and his clone going to, you know, be the entire next episode? Nah, it's just right at the end.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So anyway, it starts off, there's some science award that they're going to be giving out
and
in
New whole
York.
Daily Bugle is fired up
they
about it.
They can't believe it.
They got to split up into teams to cover all the incredible science happening.
To get the photographs of all the individual
scientists. But they've already got photos of the scientists.
Yes, exactly.
They hand out photos of the scientists.
They want them on the street, TMZ style.
Oh, they want them. They want some candids of those scientists. They want to pap those scientists, you know?
That's it. So Parker goes to see the scientist who should have won the award for the past 5 years.
How do you feel about Peter Parker in this?
He's 40 years old.
I looked it up just now. He's like 28, I think.
What?
He's like 28. He was born in 1950.
He looks like my dad.
This is Nicholas Hammond. He was one of the Von Trapps in The Sound of Music.
I mean, he's good, to be fair.
He looks kind of old, but I think his demeanor has a certain youthful exuberance.
Yeah.
And he has a beige suit and the worst hair I've ever seen.
Yes, he does, yeah. So he goes to see the scientist who should have won the award 5 years running.
Yeah.
This guy's super into cloning.
Dr. Moon.
So he explains the process of cloning. He explains it really weirdly. He says something like, so instead of a man and a woman and they come together and they replicate a person and make a human being, and then that person grows from various cells. This is cloning, is where you take one thing and it produces asexually. Just say it's a copy.
Yes.
Just say, you know, photocopies.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's that.
Yeah, well, maybe cloning was the new thing in the 70s, and they're like, we better.
Oh, it was the nanobots of their day.
Yeah, it was the nanobots of their day, I think. I also like that the Daily Bugle, there is a secretary that Peter Parker can bounce exposition off.
Yes.
Who doesn't seem to understand anything.
Who is that supposed to be? Betty Brant?
Maybe.
I didn't catch her name.
I didn't catch her name also.
I've just written here on my notes, God, this show looks like shit.
Okay, here's the thing also. We watched what I can only assume is a VHS rip. Yeah. So I'm not going to blame it too hard. But that being said, because there was so little detail in the version I saw, you couldn't see the spider legs on the insignia on his costume.
Just a man in pajamas.
So it looked like he was wearing a Spider-Man costume, but his logo was Mr. Hanky the Christmas Poo. That's what it looked like.
So we get a very slow segment where we watch a man in real time plant a bomb inside an elevator.
Yeah.
So he connects the box and then he pulls out the plastic explosives and he molds it. He molds it with his hands and then he puts the wires into
Makes
it.
Several
and
connections.
And then there's a pump.
Like he has to pump, he has to prime that explosive, yeah.
And then he gets the detonator and you see him pull the aerial out of
really,
the detonator.
Yeah, that's right.
And he stands near the elevator because who he's trying to kill is two of the scientists who are judging this award, it turns out.
These rock stars who are presiding over this prestigious award.
That's exactly it. So he blows the cables in the elevator. Mm-hmm. It turns out it doesn't kill the two scientists.
Just grievously injures them.
That's right. And there's a woman there who's also the daughter of...
young Morgan Fairchild, I think.
Okay. Mm. And she's the daughter of another scientist
who's not there yet.
But he's on the committee, maybe.
She's come ahead, to smooth some stuff out.
But at this exact same time... Oh, so we see who it is, and it's bloody Dr. Moon.
It's Dr. Moon!
Can you believe it?
I can't believe it.
So we cut back, though, to the lab, and Dr. Moon is also there somehow.
At the same time?
At the same time. And he goes, I tell you what, I'm going to do a bit of science for you today, ladies and gents. You're going to bloody love this.
I'm going to science your balls off, ladies and gentlemen.
This is my partner. And he holds up a frog, and a woman's like, "Your partner," and he's like, yeah, "Come on,
I'm just kidding around. Bit of science humor. Probably don't get a lot of science humor around in the journalism school, but this is a bit of science humor. Don't even worry about it, mate.
Settle in, because I'm going to science your balls off,
or your ovaries, young lady. I'll science them right off."
So he says he's going to clone a frog. At this point, our copy of the show glitches.
Yes,
TV glitches, and then everybody stands around for what I assume is several hours and watches a frog go from a single cell to a tadpole to a little frog to a regular sized frog. Mm-hmm. And no one's talking. They're just taking photos. That is like watching a clock.
There should have been one of those calendars with all the pages coming off as the days pass.
Everyone's growing beards.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So he signs everyone's balls off. He goes, look, I've got two frogs, and they all take photos. It's pretty incredible.
Incredible. He had a frog, now he's got another frog. The species with the most individually distinct beings in it, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
One frog always different from the other frog, but these two frogs identical.
Yeah. It's at this point I realise something must be amiss because, well, first of all, there's two versions of him, obviously. Mm. There's two frogs, and he has never won this science award, despite the fact that he has invented cloning.
Yes.
In the 70s. Mm-hmm. What other science experiment even comes close to that?
Right?
I mean, I know it's a comic book universe, but I mean, what is better than that?
Well, maybe this exists in the larger Marvel universe, and so people are just inventing time travel and artificial intelligence and whatever in the 70s, and they're like, cloning? Who cares?
We did time travel this year.
Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah. So it turns out that because those scientists lived, that some cops went to investigate, and they're like, yeah, the cable just broke in the elevator.
So we're not treating it as suspicious.
We investigated it.
So I mean, there's all these burn marks on the wall or whatever.
And there was a loud bang.
Yeah.
So Peter Parker turns up.
And there was a man hiding in a pot plant with a remote control.
Peter Parker turns up and he's looking in the elevator, and this is where his spider sense kicks in. His eyes flash blue
and red. Which is very different in the comic books and in the most of the movies. It's a precognitive danger sense. When danger is coming right at him, he knows it's coming and he can dodge out of the way. But in this, it appears
he can see through time.
He can see backwards through time. He can see a cable, an elevator cable, and he knows it's been blown up.
Yes.
It's something else.
So he Spider-Mans into there. Mm-hmm. He sees, because he wants to know what's going on.
Yeah.
The bomb is still hanging from the cable.
Yeah.
So clearly they didn't look into it at all. And then a guy looks into the elevator, is like, hey, it's Spider-Man, get out of the elevator, the cop,
the police sergeant, the lead detective, he's like, get out of there amongst that stuff we haven't investigated at all. And they chase him up to the rooftop.
Yep, and he does a sweet tumble off the side and crawls down. I respect the web swinging and climbing stuff in this show.
There's no web swinging.
Not in this particular episode.
Okay, right.
But because they do all of this for real. They just hang a man from the side of the building.
Oh, right, okay,
yeah. And so he does kind of moves his hands like up and down.
I think they're very proud of the wall crawling.
Yep.
But there's also a lot of him just skulking about on the ground.
Yes. Yeah,
which so, I guess is what, I guess when you think of a spider,
yeah,
a lot of the time there's just one skulking along, like going under your door frame or whatever, and you're like, ugh.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
Yeah, I don't really generally think of a spider as swinging across the rooftops.
That's a really good point, Mason. Mm,
so,
yeah. You've never seen a spider inspected elevator bomb situation?
I've never seen that happen.
Really?
Though. Never once. Huh. Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say it might just be an Australian thing, but you are Australian.
Yeah, it's true. Yep.
So he goes to the head
Fun
of the...
Fun fact, Nicholas Hammond lives in Australia now.
Does he really?
Yeah, he does. He retired to Sydney.
We should get him on the show.
We should get him on the show, yeah.
So they go visit the head of the Daily Bugle, who is J. Jonah Jameson.
Yeah.
I was surprised.
Because it doesn't look like him,
but he's got the attitude.
He does, it's true.
So he's Peter Parker's like, look, I've got photos of two frogs for the front page. He's like, oh, we don't want no photos of frogs, you dumbass. We want photos of an elevator. So he just wants photos of elevator doors after there was an accident.
Yep,
you could take a photo of any elevator. And because it's the 70s, nobody checks. Nobody knows. Nobody checked the actual elevator if there was a bomb in it in the first place.
It looked, from the outside, just looks like a regular elevator shaft. Yeah. He's like, we want sexy and we want violence and
we want frogs.
That's what we want. And Peter Parker's like, but you sent me to take photos of the frogs. And he's like, I don't care. Yeah.
We had a journalism, everyone's balls off.
That's right.
Yeah. So he's like, listen, there's a science party coming up and you need to go to this science party and take photos of all the celebrities.
All the science, celebrity scientists.
Yeah.
And you've got to do it in costume. Yeah. So there's the B plot.
Yes.
Peter Parker has to get a costume for the costume party. But all the costume hire places are all sold out.
And he has to pay for it himself. The boss is like, that's not a work expense.
Oh.
Which is kind of, well, it's not true, is it?
No.
It's his job.
Uh-huh.
So it turns out, by the way, it's revealed that the evil clone did the elevator. There's an evil clone and a good clone of Dr. Moon. He's just lying.
No, there's a regular guy.
Sorry, there's just Dr. Moon.
Yes.
And then there's evil Dr. Moon.
Yes, because the cloning makes you evil.
Yes.
So presumably one of those frogs is regular and one of those frogs is evil, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. So.
But when you get cloned, you keep all your memories. The clone keeps all your memories.
Yes.
They just turn evil.
They just turn evil. They have a conversation, the two dudes. The good one's like, I'm going to knock you out so you can't ever leave here. And there's a very short old man scuffle with a
sure
needle.
And the evil clone wins?
Mm-hmm. I couldn't tell in this episode whether those guys were twins or because the quality was so bad. So I'm like, did they just get twins for this?
Maybe.
If so, well done.
Yes, good
but
work.
I just don't know. But the bad clone takes over the doctor.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Dr. Moon's role. He's now out in the world,
mm-hmm.
which is terrifying, Mason. But Spider-Man, he can't get a costume. As you said, he's ringing around.
Uh-huh.
So he goes to Aunt May and he says, hey, Aunt May, why don't you make me a costume? And she's like, Oh, no, I can, there's one in the cupboard I could give to you. And he's like, no, no, I don't want that. I want you to make me one. Well, what do you want me to make? Oh, just whatever, as long as it's no effort. Whatever's easiest for you, Aunt May.
Well, I can give you this one. No, no, make me one.
But whatever's easiest.
Yeah, whatever's easiest, Aunt May.
There's a lot of costume time on this episode.
It really is, yeah.
Way too much. So, okay.
You got to find your place again.
Yep, so Peter sees, using his time travel sight abilities, he sees that Moon was the one who set the bomb.
Mm.
So he goes to the lady who you said is the actor...
Morgan Fairchild.
Morgan Fairchild. And he's like, this was an attempted murder, I think, I suspect. And she's like, it would never be a murder, not in the science community. It was just a freak accident. They, those guys both have enemies in their own countries that they're from, and that's probably what it was.
Mm-hmm.
It's not science related.
No.
Okay. I mean, it is.
Yeah, cool.
The lady is then called by the moon clone. The clone of the moon.
Clone of the moon.
And Spider-Man...
Leave your security detail. Come visit me.
Come visit me.
Don't tell anyone you're coming to visit me.
Yeah.
Just do it. It's very important for science. And she's like, oh, for science then.
Yeah, I'm the regular moon. I'm not a clone of the moon.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes across town, and then in real time, we get Peter Parker following her across the rooftops. And,
As Spider-Man.
But God, he's just... It's a very slow chase, isn't it?
Yeah.
They put it all in, don't they?
They sure
every
do.
Every second.
And again, he's not web swinging. He's just running. He's just a man running.
She meets Clone of the Moon. And I think he tries to kiss her or grab her. Is that what's going on?
But he's
on
also
there?
Got a gun.
Oh, he does have a gun. And we know that because Spider-Man breaks in the window.
Yeah.
And he immediately turns around and starts shooting.
Yep.
Peter Parker gets shot.
He gets shot in the hand.
But he manages to kick his gun away.
And then he runs away.
And then he runs
Spider-Man
away. Spider-Man. Leaves the gun.
With the proportionate strength of a spider and the ability to shoot webs out of his web shooters and web up a dude who might be threatening you with a gun.
And he can see the future and the past.
And he just runs away.
He runs away.
He just hobbles down the stairs. He just pop down the stairs.
They hide in a vault. Because there's a very old man looming with a gun.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But
again, Spider-Man could have turned his head into paste.
Yeah, well,
with one finger.
We know that because they get locked in the vault and they're worried they're going to run out of air. And she's like, you're a bad guy, Spider-Man. He's like, that dude had a gun and shit. He shot me and he was going to grab you or something.
Yeah, right.
And she's like, I don't believe it for a second. My dad's good. They're mates or whatever.
They're science.
Yeah.
They're bonded together with science. So, don't worry about it.
That's right. So Spider-Man uses his incredible strength, which he must have been saving for this point.
Yeah, I mean, don't waste it on an old man who's trying to kill you with a gun.
he breaks open the door of the vault in real time,
mm-hmm.
which we get, which is good.
Yeah.
And then...
Here's a bit of that.
There's a bit of that, yeah. So Peter Parker's trying to figure out what's going on. And some guy's like, well, it couldn't have been Dr. Moon because he was in two places at once. And Peter, he doesn't immediately twig that it
right.
could possibly be cloning. He's just like, that is a situation, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is.
It's a real situation.
Yeah.
Clone of the Moon
yes.
manages to get some blood of Spider-Man. And using the blood of an oily rag,
yes.
he creates a copy of Peter Parker.
Mm-hmm. Hairstyle and all.
Hairstyle and all. For two reasons. One, so he'd know who Spider-Man was.
Yep.
Which I like that little wrinkle. He just didn't come out in a spider suit.
Yeah,
which
right,
I feel like in a slightly worse show that would have happened.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
So he knows who Peter Parker is.
Uh-huh.
And then also because everyone turns evil, including the frog probably.
Yeah, so he wants an evil Spider-Man
he's
to do his bidding.
He's got an evil Spider-Man, so yeah. So Peter Parker visits him and he's like, hey, can you, is it possible for you to clone a man? And he's like, oh, not in science, so I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't think so. Anyway, I get back to my experiment. And
yeah.
Peter Parker's like, can I see your experiment? He's like, nah. Nah, it's just a normal experiment. It's not suspicious at all, but you can't see it.
That's it.
Nah.
So he's got his Peter Parker. He's feeling pretty good. They go to Peter Parker's
apartment while he's
apartment.
Out.
Yep.
Meanwhile, Peter Parker is going to the hotel room where the regular Moon is.
And he meets the daughter again and the dad. Is that right? Is that where that happens?
Yes.
And they're like, Moon's a good guy and he's not a clone and I don't know what you're talking about, but
uh-huh.
he's a good dude.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, I heard he shot Spider-Man. And they're like, unlikely.
Yeah. But meanwhile, back at Peter Parker's apartment,
yeah.
evil Moon and evil Peter Parker go to Peter Parker's secret compartment in his apartment.
His apartment.
Exactly. His apartment compartment. And they get one of his spare Spider-Man costumes.
Yes, but it's missing the belt.
It's missing the belt so you can tell the Spider-Men apart when they fight later.
Yeah, for that 30 seconds.
For that 30 seconds, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Then Peter Parker gets an Errol Flynn costume from Aunt May.
I love this exchange because she's like, this is one of your old costumes and I've made it sure it's your size. And she's like, why don't you try it on for me to see if it fits? And he's like, I don't have time for that. I got to get out of here. And she's like, oh, come on. And he's like, look, how long have you been making my clothes for me? You know what size I am.
How long have you been making my beige suits and cutting my hair?
That's a very good question though, isn't it?
Yep.
So he puts it on. He's looking good in his Errol Flynn outfit, isn't he? But
agreed,
hilarity ensues.
Rips the pants.
Rips the bloody pants. Uh-huh. And then he realized, oh no, I do have a costume I can wear.
My Spider-Man costume. So he goes to his apartment compartment.
Yes.
And he opens it up and he gets out one of his Spider-Man costumes. At no point does he notice that he's missing a Spider-Man costume.
And I guess he just had the belt on him?
Yeah.
Because the belt was missing when the evil clone went there to get it.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
Anyway, they go to the party and lo and behold, there's three Spider-Men at the party. Mm-hmm.
Real Spider-Man, evil Spider-Man.
And a secret will save.
Yes. Miscellaneous fat Spider-Man.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. So the secretary, who is, I guess, not a complete dummy, because she comes up and she's like, oh, it's you, Peter Parker. And I know that because you're carrying your camera. I'd recognize that anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So he's there for work dressed as Spider-Man. But then he goes up to the lady and he's like, it's me, the real Spider-Man. Uh-huh. And she's like, what are you doing here? He's carrying his camera.
Yeah.
People know that it's Peter Parker. What are you doing? Telling, like, why would you say that?
Look, all the supporting characters are going to be gone by the end of the episode. It doesn't matter who you tell.
That's a really good point. Mm-hmm. So he goes to the bathroom to check his hair, I guess.
Yeah.
Does he? I don't know why he goes to the bathroom.
He goes to change his film over.
Okay, right.
Because this was back in the day. This was back in the Stone Age where you had to change your film over.
In a bathroom.
In a bathroom, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But behind him, who but doth appear?
Yes. Is it Spider? Is it other Spider?
It's evil Spider-Man.
It's evil Spider-Man, yeah. Uh-huh.
This is the line.
Oh,
I wrote
yeah,
it down.
Is, yeah.
It's the best.
Yep.
That's right, Peter. I'm you and you're me and this is a gun.
Yeah. One of the great lines of TV history, I feel.
One of the great comic book lines of history. So they go outside. They're going to go to the roof and they both put their masks on because they have to because it's the 70s. That's how you do special effects
back
in the day. And then they just do some punching.
Oh, first of all, Spider-Man loses his belt.
Oh, yeah, he does.
So then you don't know who the real Spider-Man is.
But you can't really see anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
And then one Spider-Man tries to choke out the other. So they're on the rooftop. One Spider-Man tries to choke out
evil the clone of the moon's there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, evil Spider-Man. One Spider-Man tries to choke out the other Spider-Man. Then there's some slow punches.
Yeah.
Then one Spider-Man is on the ground. And then the second Spider-Man shoots the one web shoot in this whole show. He shoots some web across to a nearby building.
To escape?
And then he ties it to a pole near him, and then he sort of flying foxes across the web. The web snaps, and he crashes into some sort of electrical transformer and just explodes into nothing. And that's it. And then the other Spider-Man's like, hey, it's me, I'm the real Spider-Man. I survived.
Yeah.
There's no way for you to know that. There was no clue.
Yeah.
But I survived. It's
I
me.
Survived that. What I love about that, though, that implies to me, because he's a clone, even though he's evil, that could just happen to regular Spider-Man.
You'd think that he would have
an accident that could befall him.
You'd think that it could, and that's the thing, it could very well have. You know? Did he get all the skills of Spider-Man, and Spider-Man's skills are so low that he could do that?
That's a really good question.
It's a mystery, isn't it?
We won't know, though, because he exploded.
He exploded.
So Clone of the Moon's like, he's dying. He's like, oh, all the age is catching up with me, and he gets old really quickly. There's some old man makeup going on.
Yeah.
It took me a while to figure out that they were doing that, because he's initially an old man anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
So he's like, well, why don't you admit to me that you and the real Dr. Moon did this yourselves? And he's like, it was all me. I'm the evil clone.
Why would you admit that?
Also,
just say it was actually the other guy.
See, I'm
he
evil.
Made me
he's
do this.
Evil. Yeah, he's even more evil.
Mm-hmm.
But the weird thing is, if I was Peter Parker, I'd be like, well, you're evil, so you're probably lying to me.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. You probably did this together.
Uh-huh.
But it's just believed on face value that the other guy was fine, which he is. Anyway, Peter thinks that's okay. And then at the end, they go back to the party and the police chief turns up and he's there to unmask Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah.
And he gives him a bit of a bloody drumming down, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Gives him a talking to and he pulls off the mask. And who is it, Mason?
It's J. Jonah Jameson.
And there's a bit of a kind of and then Peter Parker, who is also in a Spider-Man costume, takes a photo of it. He's like, this is good for the newspaper, eh? This is going to journalism some balls off. Am I right, everybody? But the police chief never goes, hey, you're also in a Spider-Man
yeah,
costume.
Right.
Uh-huh. Maybe you're Spider-Man. It just ends.
Yeah.
That's the end of the show.
And you're dressed as a Viking. Maybe you sacked some villages a thousand years ago. You're under arrest too. And you're dressed as a nurse. I'm arresting you for malpractice. This guy's not smart.
So that's this show. Look, there is a charm to it.
Mm.
And bearing in mind that it is from a very, very long time ago.
Yes.
I think it started in 1978, actually.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter. But I just think it's, what an era of comic book.
And I would say it's almost completely forgotten.
Yeah, I would say that.
Yeah.
Because you've watched other episodes you've mentioned before. I remember there was
one about an atom bomb. Yeah, I've watched that episode. Yeah, I think that was on VHS at my local video store, so I've seen that one.
All in all, I give this 100 points out of 100. Wow. That's how much I enjoyed this.
I give it 3 Spider-Mans out of a possible 2 frogs. 3 Spider-Mans out of a possible 2 frogs.
What's the conversion rate on that?
It's just 1 Spider-Man to half a frog.
Okay, good. Yeah. Anyway, this has been Caravan of Garbage. We do this every Tuesday, but there's also videos here every Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday. If you've got something to recommend, please leave it below and we'll probably get around to it at some point.
Yeah, we'll get around to it.
There's also a video version of this if you want to check it out. I'll link that below. Ooh. So many pictures. Also, we have
and
a
full motion video.
And that's right, yeah. Also, we have a podcast called The Weekly Planet where we talk movies and comics and TV shows, and that comes out every Monday. Feel free to check it out. We've got an Into the Spider-Verse episode coming up. We might even like it more than this. How many Spider-Mans and frogs will we rate it?
Who's to say?
Swing on by and find out.
Or skulk around on the ground. Do that if
exactly.
you like.
Exactly. All right, guys. Thanks very much.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye. There is also an extended audio version of this if you want to check that out. I'll link it below.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.